USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pope Francis delivering his weekly Sunday blessing, not in person, but in a video, as the Vatican hopes to avoid spreading the coronavirus in St. Peter's Square. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Bologna.
We're getting these reports that the virus has probably been in Italy for a number of weeks before they were reported.
If you're sick or older, don't get on a cruise ship.
You don't want to alarm people, but given the spread we see, you know, anything is possible. And that's the reason why we've got to be prepared to take whatever action is appropriate to contain and mitigate the outbreak.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases on Fox News Sunday. On Monday, a cruise ship with at least 21 sick passengers will dock at the Port of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In the Democratic race for the White House, Joe Biden has picked up support from another former rival, California Senator Kamala Harris.
He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election.
Harris releasing a video on Twitter just 2 days before the next round of presidential primaries, which pits Biden against his opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When people see the records, Joe voted for the war in Iraq, I opposed the war in Iraq. Joe voted for the Wall Street bailout, I vigorously opposed the Wall Street bailout.
During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, Sanders vowed to win Michigan during their primaries this Tuesday. Bernie Sanders did pick up an endorsement from activist Jesse Jackson. Elizabeth Warren says she's keeping her options open. Six states will be conducting primaries on Tuesday: Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Time magazine is now giving Women of the Year covers for the last 100 years. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement for many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Amid the coronavirus scare, the U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February as the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. John Clemens has more.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.